Yesterday, the sheriff of Kenosha County, Wisconsin, said the previous 5 days had been closer to normal, that the recent protests there had been peaceful, and that local officials were very, very thankful for that. Tensions have been high in the city of Kenosha since a black man named Jacob Blake was shot by a white police officer named Russin Shesky on August 23rd. Blake survived the shooting, but his family says he's paralyzed from the waist down. A couple of different accounts have come out about exactly what led to the incident, and the Wisconsin Department of Justice is investigating. Some of the protests that followed were violent, with demonstrators burning cars and buildings. The state deployed the National Guard to help preserve safety and peace there. On Tuesday, U.S. President Donald Trump traveled to Kenosha. He'd planned to meet law enforcement and National Guard troops there, tour areas that were damaged in the protests, and participate in a discussion focused on community safety. Officials in Wisconsin had a mixed reaction to the visit. Governor Tony Evers, a Democrat, asked the president not to come, saying the city needed time to heal. But U.S. Congressman Brian Stile, a Republican, said the president's visit would help the healing process. The Kenosha News reported that Jacob Blake's family planned a rally for Tuesday afternoon at the site of the shooting. It was set to include a food drive, community cleanup, and voter registration booth.